let's make this one quick and efficient, shall we? 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. As always, the numbers to call. I am Jeff Blair. He is Kevin Barker. The Blue Jays opening their three-game series against the New York Yankees. Kevin Barker with an 8-5 win in the Bronx, a game that was late in starting due to rain. But, boy, you look at this game. The Jays 7-4-12, 7-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Good work from the bullpen. Joey Loperfido had a couple of hits. Kevin Gausman kind of managed to hold it together a little bit. Aaron Judge got his 40th home run. And, you know, we talked a little bit about Marcus Stroman with Jack Curry on Blair and Barker. And look, I still think if the Yankees have an Achilles heel here, Kevin, I still think it might be the starting pitching. I just don't think it's that deep.
Yeah, look, I think sometimes you got to give credit to the offense, and the Blue Jays seem to have a decent approach against Marcus Stroman, right? It wasn't over swinging. It was see the ball up, hit it where it's pitched, right? Don't try and do too much with it. Don't, you know, over swing at the sinker. You know, do decent job of trying to lay off the strike to ball, breaking ball, which they did a pretty good job of that, stay in the big part of the field. You mentioned the 7-for-11. Loperfido had the triple on the slider, which why that's important coming in. I think he's hitting .59 off the breaking ball. That's right. Sort of his little kryptonite is trying to figure that out. Now, the more he plays, the more he sees them. You know, I think the better he'll see it out of a pitcher's hands. He'll start to, you know, understand when they're trying to throw those things to him. I always say be a good fastball hitter. The more you hit the fastball, the more chance you got of getting some hanging breaking balls. So, you know, yeah, it was a really good night. You mentioned 7-for-11, sort of everybody throughout the entire lineup. You know, Vladdy continues to do Vladdy things. I think it sort of revolves around him, right? It's get some dudes on. You know, he puts them ahead with the big RBI up the middle off a tough pitcher. And then they just sort of roll from there. Horowitz is hitting it where it's pitched, not trying to do too much. Varsho, you know, had some decent at-bats, got that one single up the middle for the RBI. Ernie Clement, right? It's just that nice little compact, short, direct swing, not trying to do too much. Davis Schneider had a big hit. Like Servin had those couple of hits where, you know, he's trying to get to, you know, just some more playing time. So, yeah, it's not a lot of pressures. Guys fighting for jobs. And, you know, the at-bats just looked a little bit better against a tough pitcher on the road. So, yeah, you mentioned Kevin Gausman. I think he's sort of in the point in his career where if he doesn't have the elite fastball command, he's going to be in trouble, right? That's the, you know, when you miss to Judge, you try and go away with a four-seamer, you get under that, it runs, you know, it starts where you want it to start. It just doesn't end up there. It ends up down the middle and a dude hits it to the moon. I think that's sort of where Kevin's at, right? He just needs to be a little bit better with command and mechanics and finish and tunneling and lanes and that's sort of where you're at in your career. So you battle, you turn it over to a decent bullpen. The two lefties were really tough. You know, Pop's sinker looked like a sinker, not so much a two-seamer. And Green came in and throwing gas. You do that, you know, you got a good bullpen. You're 7-for-11 with runners in scoring position. You're going to win a bunch of games that way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we talked to John Schneider about this afternoon, and I think maybe – you know, the Jays are in Baltimore when the trade deadline hit. That whole thing was a bit of a whirlwind. You know, a lot of guys were traded. A couple of guys, let's face it, who thought they were going to be traded, I think it's safe to say, weren't moved. And I think maybe that off day, coupled with, you know, John saying that they sat down with some of the veterans, especially the veteran pitchers, and said, look, this is, you know, this is what it's going to be like. You're going to have some different lineups. You're going to have some guys in positions you haven't seen before. It sucks. Sucks for you, sucks for me, sucks for all of us. This is the way it is. We want to get back to the playoffs next year, you know, and just kind of keep that in mind when you go out there. And I don't know, maybe the off day was a little bit of a reset for guys. Gave everybody a chance to breathe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Look, I think dudes are fighting for jobs. When you fight for jobs, you zone in a little bit more. I've been there. I know how it feels, right? I mean, these guys got some opportunities. The door's open here a little bit, and it's up to you to walk through it, and a couple of guys are starting to do that, so it's kind of fun to watch.
Let's go to Brendan in Alberta. You're on Blue Jays Talk. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to make one comment about Miami right now. I mean, the fact that their payroll is, what is it, under $15 million right now is absolutely absurd. Like, if there has to be more incentive for teams to pay players, at, like, if you're going to have a luxury tax threshold, I think there should be some kind of a competitive balance floor. Yeah. Like, if you're going to go below that, your draft pick shouldn't be in, like, the top 20 then. Like, just you got to be able to punish teams for not spending on players, in my opinion. And second thing is Vladdy right now. I'm seeing a lot of his adjustability or being able to zone back in an at-bat, especially that first game in Baltimore. What was it, the single he had the other way? He just kind of really is able to lock in on a direction with himself where he's trying to hit the baseball. I mean, like, you're seeing the three doubles he had in the second game. I mean, like, down the left field line, left center field, right center field. Today, another double going the other way. Like, the direction with his bat path just seems like no matter where the ball is pitched, he's able to put a good swing on it and keep it level through the strike zone a long time.
Yeah, appreciate the call. I'll turn it over to Kevin. He is, and you're starting to see Vladdy get a little bit of respect from opposing teams, which we didn't see earlier in the year. You know, a couple of intentional walks.
Yeah.
Being pitched a little. Like, we talked about this May and June, whichever of the month was his really bad month. And maybe it was June. But we talked about how you got, basically, teams were treating Vladdy like he was just another guy. They were just going at him, and he wasn't doing anything. Yep. Now you're starting to see a little bit, I think, of teams being cognizant of what he can do and maybe being a little cautious with him.
Yeah, I think timing and confidence is a big deal for Vladdy, right? When the gather of that lower half is on point with the movement of the hands and he can get a little bit of separation when he makes his positive move towards the baseball, that allows him to hit it where it's pitched. It's away. I'm going to hit it to right field. If it's down the middle, he can do numerous things with that depending on the velocity of the pitch. So, yeah, I just think it's nice when you got the little pause, right foot hits the ground, you got a little point there, a little separation and enough timing that allows you to see the ball out of the guy's hand, gives you just that little split second to make up your mind whether you want to make a positive move towards the baseball or you're taking it to live to swing at another pitch. So, yeah, I mean, it's, again, we've been saying this, or at least I have, about the talent. I mean, it's oozing out of the pores. It was just putting it all together and just not trying too hard. And that sort of, you know, Vladdy cares. And, you know, when you care, you try too hard. He tried too hard the first couple of months. Now that they're out of it, it's free and easy. I go up, I'm on time, I'm confident, I get a good pitch. Because I'm oozing talent, I hit the ball harder than most humans can hit it. So hopefully keep it going, because it is, Jeff, got to be honest with you, even if they started losing a few games, if Vladdy keeps doing this, at least they're fun to watch.
Well,
when
listen,
he's
if
thumping
Vladdy,
baseballs, it's fun.
If Vladdy can get can put together a 30 and 100 season, or what, he's got 71 RBI right now, I think 71, 72 RBI right now, and he runs into some pretty mediocre pitching this month. They've got a lot of games against the Angels coming up. You've got games against the Cubs. I'm not making it sound like the Jays are a juggernaut, but the schedule does get a little soft, and in and around that, you get a chance to play spoilers. So I'm with you. Absolutely. This Vladdy will be fun to watch down the stretch. *550-0590*, *550-0590*. If the Jays are going to be spoilers the rest of the way, they got a good start in that regard tonight, beating the New York Yankees 8-5. We'll take a break and come back, get you caught up on some of the doings around Major League Baseball tonight. Some intriguing storylines involving a couple of former Blue Jays players who were just traded. And Blake Snell tossed a no-hitter, the guy that couldn't pitch a complete game in the World Series, gets a chance to throw a no-hitter. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
He's taking aggressive swings. It's pretty evident he's an aggressive hitter and he's swinging early. And I just think he's doing a good job of recognizing that and kind of getting pitches a little bit more in the zone. And he's got a good swing. You know, he's done a lot of work with that swing over the last year or so. And I think, you know, he makes so much contact, and it's just about getting the ball in the zone. So there has been a little bit of an adjustment when he's playing a little bit more. And I think he's doing a really good job. But that's a huge hit in the first to kind of get three there off Stroh. I thought we made him work really, really hard and had a good plan against him.
It's John Schneider talking about Ernie Clement, who hit his 16th double of the year to left field. And in that three-run first inning for the Blue Jays, scored two runs. And we've talked about it. The Jays came through with runners in scoring position tonight. Ernie Clement. Look, if you've heard our show, if you've heard Blue Jays talk, you know what we think about Ernie Clement. Ernie Clement, to me, has got a spot in my bench next year. It's very simple. There's for all the reasons you pointed out when you first saw him, Kevin, easy to maintain swing. It looks to me like he just knows who he is. And I don't mind it when the ball's hit. He had a little hiccup defensively at one point this year. I don't mind that anymore when the ball's hit to him.
Yeah, look, I think John's talking about now that he can get barrel to different quadrants, which he went through a little bit of the defensive woe. He went through it where they'd made adjustments. They were flipping him a bunch of breaking balls. You know, now he, in certain counts, will go up and sit breaking ball, right? You got to sit spin. John was talking about you get him in the zone a little bit more. You don't chase. You know, you're getting some leverage counts to where the little short, easy, compact swing, the direction keeps you in the big part of the field, and because you can create backspin. And, you know, he ain't got tremendous power, but he can backspin a baseball. And when you can do that with that level little approach that he has, short and quick, get the velocity, lay off a breaking ball because you can let it travel because of the compact swing, I'm with you. He can do multiple things.
John Schneider also mentioning that George Springer is day-to-day after fouling that ball off his shin.
Hurts.
The Jays didn't seem to think it was anything serious. They planned on DHing him anyhow in a couple of games in the series. So you may see – I think you probably won't see George play tomorrow, but you may see him DH on Sunday.
Yeah, George's been cheating a little lately, right? That's why they've been DHing him a couple of times in a row, like they're trying to be easy with him. Even when I asked John about George – you know, George's still on the back nine. That hasn't changed. They got to be careful with him. You know, when you cheat and you're out and around when you swing, you start hitting balls where you don't want to hit them, and it hurts when you hit them there.
8-5, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees. Taking a look around Major League Baseball tonight, Justin Turner announced his presence with the Seattle Mariners tonight. He hit a grand slam for the Mariners. Yusei Kikuchi. Now, we caught that game because of the rain delay. And if you started watching the game and saw Kikuchi give up a double and a homer and six pitches to start the game, you probably thought, no. Well, you say Kikuchi finished with 11 strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings, striking out 8 in a row for the Houston Astros. And, you know, that's what you're going to get with you say Kikuchi, basically. I think we talked about the issues with efficiency and putting guys away. I mean, 11 strikeouts is great, but it's not always going to be smooth, is it?
Yeah, that's the best slider he's had in a long time. Like, where's that slider been with the Blue Jays? I know he threw more changeups, less curveballs. He only had 2 curveballs. We read when he got traded over there that the first thing they were going to do is put him in the Astros lab. Like, they were going to get him in there, change the way he threw certain pitches. It was obvious that they've done that. They've eliminated the curve. Curve's been getting hammered. Like, you just didn't have good feel for it. Don't force it. So what do? You throw changeups, right? You sort of get the good feel out, because if you're going to throw a good changeup, you want to have it have good run, good sink to it, and the good mile-per-hour difference. You've really got to get it out there. What's that do to your slider? It gets you out there. It gets you extended. It gets you in your lane. It forces it to be down, and as hard as he throws – when it's down like that and he can go to quadrants with the fastballs with the velocity and then start sprinkling in that changeup, maybe the Astros own something. Who knows?
Well, and I also wonder, Kevin, when you go to a new team and you are aware that you're in a new surrounding, maybe you are inclined to be a little more open if you're Yusei Kikuchi. You know, you got a new voice, a new pitching coach, maybe you're inclined to be more open. I mean, clearly the Astros got you for a reason. If the Astros go to Yusei Kikuchi and say, I think this will make you better, maybe maybe it's easier for him to do that.
You say he's not dumb either. The Astros looking for pitching next year. You got 10 starts. Yep. They're excellent. Maybe they sign you.
8-5, the Blue Jays have taken this first game of a three-game series against the New York Yankees. Game 2 tomorrow, Game 3 on Sunday. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Gatineau, Aylmer, and Gatineau, Hull. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com, Canada's number one rust protection.